Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Uriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so
there we are. Welcome once again at AV Radio. It's me, X Factor. And as usual on a Thursday evening, we've got Di with us. I'm not going to rob Di of time because I know she's got a lot of news from the angels and she's got a lot of things that we need to know. When she needs a break, she will call on me and we'll take a music break. But welcome, Di, and I'm very excited, as the listeners are, to hear what you want to give us this week, this Thursday, to carry us through the week until next Thursday. Welcome and thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, X Factor. Lovely to be back. I've got company in the lounge tonight. Sabrina is our audience on the side. Topsy is watching TV. Anyway, what I've got for tonight is some questions on karma. There was the reading that I never got around to doing last week. There was a question that somebody had, wasn't actually a reading, it was a question around why she hasn't met her soulmate. And I've got those answers. I had given her the answers during the week, but I'd like other people to know this as well. And then we've got lots on karma, and we're going to be doing the petition to release karma again for those who missed out last week and those who just listened last week and didn't do the petition. So, yeah, we've got a full program again. And, you know, earlier on today, sitting and talking to the angels, I do that occasionally during the day, all right? So, I mean, I don't need to leave my desk to do that. I'll ask them, what are we going to do next week? You know, I feel a stirring for something in particular, but my heart's not totally into it. And then the answer just came. Next week, we're going to be dealing with ascension. This famous word, ascension, that a lot of spiritual people throw around, but some people don't know what it means. So we're going to be touching on that next week. So anyway, well, what music have you got lined up for this evening?
Well, BZN agreed to visit us, and so has Sher. So we've got a few pieces of music from BZN.
Yes.
Gypsy music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got the Pearl of Surabaya, Mother, and Behind the Blue. And then Sher has offered The Power and All or Nothing.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, that sounds interesting. It's going to be a good evening. Let's hope it's, you know, the show, I tend to get too serious sometimes with these shows, and I think I must be more lighthearted. When I'm talking to people on a one-to-one basis, I normally bring in some laughter and jokes, and maybe I need to just lean a little bit more about that, towards that way, instead of being a more learning and teaching program. What do you think?
Well, Di, it's all in your hands, and I have learned in all the time that I've been dealing with Di people, you learn very quickly to go with Di and what the angels bring to her. They will never bring something to us that is not applicable to what we need. We always get what we need. Not always what we want, because sometimes we want things for different reasons. But universe and the angels know exactly what our immediate need is. So if our need is to have a little bit more fun and have a little bit more laughter, so be it.
Okay. All right. We were talking last week about karma, and I just want to touch on it a little bit so that, you know, most of us think that karma is, you know, you're going to bring karma down on your head. And then we think about it in a negative way, but it doesn't necessarily have to be negative. Karma is just as good as when you're doing something good for somebody, you give yourself credits. So karma is a way of ensuring that you can learn to take responsibility for your actions by returning the consequences of your decisions to you. So it's being mindful about what you're doing. It's a mechanism by which we can learn and evolve, and literally means wheel or circle, you know, evolving, coming back to us, as it ensures that the spiritual working out of all things over lifetimes is a fallacy to think that anybody gets away with anything as well. So I want to say that what you give out does return. You know, some people might feel, you know, I've seen that person working such bad stuff, and they just never seem to get away with it. And it does come back in ways that maybe we don't even know or we don't see, okay? So another thing that came up this past week was, does God punish people who've done cruel things? Now, again, you know, it's like, why did God allow that to happen? You know, why did God take them away? And all the stuff is put on God. And God is love, and love doesn't punish or condemn. And in our ascension process, which we're going to be talking about next week, we're going to learn about that kind of thing, and how we forgive and how we love in our current lifetime also helps us get through things when we understand and have a deeper grasp of what's happening behind the scenes on a spiritual level. So what happens when love shows the way? It shows the soul a higher way of being and softens the heart with love and understanding. After each lifetime and during our assessment, the soul of the person who has perpetrated wrong becomes fully aware of the consequences of their actions. Then the higher self wants to experience for itself what they've done to another and also to repay. And then karma is a soul choice in order to experience and balance. So when we come down to experience another lifetime on earth, we've already made that soul contract before we come back. And this is what we need to experience. This is what we did in our previous lifetime. And this is what's going to happen in this lifetime. And we set that intention. And fortunately for us, that memory is taken away. So when we do come back, we're not looking forward, especially if it's bad stuff we have to do. So we're not physically aware or mentally aware while we are doing this, but we are doing it for some or other reason. So we would be born with a nature that is cruel and condemning and things like that. And we would need to work through that. So then it's again, like, who decides on the karma? After you've died and you go through your life review with the support of your angel and your guides, you see and understand the true consequences of your thoughts, words, and deeds. And then you and your spiritual advisors decide what you need to experience in order to learn the lessons of that lifetime and to right any wrong. So basically, your higher self and your guides and your angels help you make those decisions about karma. So many people are experiencing karma in their lives, can't understand what's going wrong, why things are going wrong. Not only because they have done wrong in previous lifetimes, but sometimes they're allowed to be a catalyst for somebody else's lesson. So, and then again, how they also act or react in that situation helps them go through a lesson themselves that they need to learn. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that complicated. And you don't have to hash everything that happens to you and go, like, whose karma was that? Was that mine? Was it somebody else's? You know, if you can just go with the flow and just be in that moment and just say, how can I react in this that's going to help me better on my path? Will do you justice in the end. Okay, so it's about your kindness and your love that ultimately comes out of you, because you're walking the spiritual path. And you are wanting to ascend spiritually, and that's what's important, is to maintain your path and to get to that point where you are having instant karma and know how to deal with things spiritually, on a spiritual level, obviously, but with a heart full of love and forgiveness that you can ascend. I hope that puts things into a bit of perspective without getting too technical and too full of facts. Maybe a minute or two of music. What do you say?
I think so. I think so. And I think let's go with BZN and the gypsy music. As I listened to what you were saying, Di, I think we all have a gypsy heart. That's why sometimes we have difficulty in living in the moment, because we want everything to be fixed yesterday, forgetting that there is a lesson to be learned now. So yeah. I think BZN and the gypsy music is going to be the one for us. I am not okay. going to play the full music. I am going to fade it away, because I know there's a lot of things that we still need to work through and a lot of questions that still needs to be answered. Just to give us a little bit of break, BZN, the gypsy music.
The work is done and the tide is right to pick up our big canoe. There's a beer aboard just to pass the night and flow down the river with you.
Then we moor where the gypsies are playing their songs full of passion and love.
And then we dance, 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 get into a trance to the rhythm of the gypsy music.
Enjoyed the gypsy music with Di and I, and now it's all over to Di, and what beautiful message is hidden in today's program. Di, I'm not going to interfere no longer. The floor is yours. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, X Factor. I want to touch on now the question that somebody asked the week before last, wanting to know, why is there a delay? I keep on having readings, and in my readings is she asks, when is she going to meet the love of her life? And in every reading it says, oh, he's coming in, but she's been waiting now for a few years, okay? And I've had many clients who have asked that over the years. And I mean, I'm one of them too. You know, I can see in my own readings, there's a special somebody coming in. The same card has been coming in for all these years. And anyway, I want to say that these are the reasons. Now, we are more spiritually in tune than we have been in a long time. We've grown, and we're not just wanting anybody as a partner or as a soulmate. Being spiritually in tune means that you need to be evenly yoked. So it's going back to the roots. You know, even in the Bible, it said you need to be evenly yoked. And most and a lot of relationships don't last because of the unevenness. And it's about a belief system. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you both need to be two Christians or two Muslims or two Hindi or whatever it is. But if you have the same belief system and you are evenly yoked in that mannerism, the chances are of things working out for you will be much, much better. There's a greater understanding, and I mean religion, and you can call it religion because there's a belief system, comes into a lot of things. And we are in the moment with the ascension growth on our planet and the spiritual growth. We are now going into the dispensation where our soulmates and our twin flames, for those of us who are on this twin flame path, are waiting for that mate to come in. So we might not be on the same level at this point in time. One of you have woken up and the other one is maybe not yet woken up spiritually and still has to go through that. And so there are three things that come into play. There's the psychological aspect, the emotional aspect, and the spiritual aspect. And when we are both on the same level, that's when something will happen between the two of you that you are supposed to meet. And it sounds, oh, but I've been on the spiritual path for years. I mean, where is this guy or this woman? And you know, maybe some you even know them and you can see that they're in a relationship or they are still closed and they're still going through their emotional baggage they've got to work through. But let me tell you something now, that when things are going to work for you and when the time is right, that person will awaken. It won't take that long for them to reach the same level that you're on. You know, if you are totally open to receiving the message that life is what it is, that you can make a thing of it, okay, without holding on to everything. And I mean, so we still enter these relationships with baggage. We can't let go of everything all at once. But when we are aligned in that place in time, it will happen. So it's done without manipulation. It's done without force. It's done without any spells. It's a natural progression between the two of you. And that's when things come about. Okay, so it's a fun thing, actually, because I want to tell you now there's 7 signs that are going to help you to see how far you are with this person coming into your life. And when you see the signs and you hear about them, you'll know, oh, I've still got maybe some work to do on myself, and I can relax and just enjoy myself, which you should be doing anyway. So in other words, what you need to do from the start, if you have received a message that somebody special is coming into your life, is actually ready yourself. So you can declutter, you can de-stress, and you can focus on yourself and give yourself all that nurturing and loving attention that needs to come in. Okay, now the 7 signs that I spoke about. You dream of that person. Their higher consciousness makes a powerful call to you. So they will come into your dreams. You might even have long-standing conversations with them, or they could just appear, whatever it is, but you'll have that interaction. 2, you see the numbers like 1111 or 111, 222, 666, 999. Again, whatever, those consequential numbers, sequential numbers come into play, and you see them all over the place. It's another sign that you're on the path, okay, for this special person to come in. And then opportunities open for you so that the two of you always seem to bump into each other. So it's not planned and it happens, okay? You start doing things that are outside your comfort zone and stuff that you don't normally feel inclined to do, but all of a sudden you have this venturesome character that like, comes out of your woodwork and you start doing different things. Number 5, feel like you are wanting to give up and this is probably not going to happen because now you've been waiting for such a long time. Many of us have reached that point, you know. And when you're unable to let go of previous relationships or heartbreak, but you can process this grief and you can let go. And you know, when you let go, it's almost like you get a stirring in your heart and this insurmountable love comes out and you go, you know, I really love that person. And in that moment, you realize it doesn't really matter what happened between the two of you. You can actually let go. It's the most wonderful, wonderful feeling. It's a freeing moment where you feel like, you know, even if you talk about them, you don't have that bitterness that comes out. And then you have deja vu moments, which is 7. So you might see somebody who, okay, say for instance, you know who your twin flame is or your soulmate is. And you see people that look like them. So that you might see somebody from the back and you think, gee, that's him or her. And they turn around, it's not. So moments like that with deja vu start coming in. And if you don't know them, you might notice that there's the same kind of type of face or character that keeps on coming across your path. You might start recognizing that character. I always feel like people sort of like slot into groups. So you might feel like there's a special kind of face, whatever the characteristic is that keeps on coming into your sphere, that's the signs. So if you're having all of those or many of them, you know that you're almost there. Okay, now it's just a case of this other person getting ready. But if he's already reaching out to you in your dreams, you must know there's a contact somewhere. But it's quite an exciting thing if you know what's coming for you, and especially dealing with twin flame relationships. In fact, it's profoundly, I want to say, almost weird when you know that you have a twin flame relationship. And we'll deal with that in another show as well.
Yes. You know, Di, as you were speaking, I'm going to tell maybe just a story to prove what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I kept on having the same dream. I dreamt that I was at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing at the graveside, and this man came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his arm around my shoulder and he said to me, "Don't be sad. If you trust me, you'll never cry again."
Mm-hmm.
But the voice, it was a very different voice than what I have known. I have never known a person to speak in that voice. I have never known a person that used that, shall I say, that that form of English, that it was a different English. And,
yes.
You know, I just left it. But after the fifth time that I got it, I really got annoyed. And everybody said to me, "Ah, bull dust." And I thought by myself, "Oh, okay, if I think of the description of what I could see out of my corners, you know, the corner of my eye, it is a shortish person with dark hair."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought by myself, "Oh, maybe it's one of my ex-boyfriends." But, you know, as humans are, I kept on looking for that voice, because that was the only thing that I had to go on. And my stepfather, before he passed away, I looked after him in hospital, and he said to me, he says, "Stop being difficult. You already know your future husband." And I thought by myself, you know what? And I was rude to him, and I said to him, I says, "You know what, I know you're very sick, but stop talking crap. You know I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not interested in having a man in my life at this stage." And he just said, "Stop your nonsense." And needless to say, he passed away the following Tuesday. And here we are. Arranging the funeral, and I asked the organist, "Will the organist play for me on the funeral?" And said yes, and the funeral was done. And the Sunday following, the funeral, we went to church the evening, and I was sitting with the choir. It was a small little choir. I was sitting with the choir,
mm-hmm.
and the organist played the music and got up, and we were going to pray. And the minute the prayer started, the organist started with a prophecy.
Yeah.
Now, the organist was not facing us. Organist was with his back towards us. And here comes the same voice. The same tone of English.
Yes.
And it was Victor.
No.
And we are married for 12 years in November.
I didn't know that. That's wonderful.
This is just my testimony tonight.
Yes.
That I want people to see that, yes, sometimes you don't know the person. But I must also add that I have known Victor, because our fathers, my biological father and his father, were best of pals when we were kids. And
Then
obviously we grew up and everybody went his own way and things like that. But mm-hmm. Vic and I never got together. We visited them at their house a few times. And yes, I could remember him as, you know, as children, I could remember. But there was nothing there. I mean, I went my life, he went his life. I eventually got married, and I was already divorced when he got married. And I then knew when they came to the area where we were, I knew who he was, but he never knew who I was. And okay. I never said anything because, I mean, that was, he's a married man and things like that. And it so happened that he got divorced and we just got together. And it was so strange. Now that you talk about it, I got reminded of, this is how things work, but we didn't realize. Now I realize what happened. So this is just proof of what you were saying.
Well, that's nice to know. I love getting confirmation of things. Because I always feel that whatever a person learns or whatever a person is taught is always to get confirmation of things, because not to take everybody's word at face value and believe everything. There's a lot of nonsense out there, and one has to discern what is meaningful and what you can let go of and which doesn't apply to you sometimes even, you know. So to have that confirmation is heartwarming, basically.
Yeah. And it's just, like I said, it's just to prove to the listeners out there that, yes, it does happen. and yes, it is not always when you desire it. I mean, I was looking for him for 12 years since that dream. It took 12 years before we got, but we had to get to a stage where we were ready. Somebody explained to me at one stage, if we did manage to be a couple and got married earlier on in our lives, it wouldn't have worked because we had different values, we had different outlooks. And we were in a system where you were forced to think in a certain way.
Yes.
But when we were ready to break out of that indoctrination, Divinity said, now you're ready to get together and start fighting a fight. And to be honest with you, we had a fight. We were in war partners before we became lovers.
Okay.
We were fighting the same fight before we became before we got married. And so, yes, people, patience.
It does
all
work.
Good things come to those who wait.
Okay. Right. So back to karma. I want to say again that a miraculous transformation occurs when you realize that every experience is a doorway to the divine. And when you truly accept that all traumas and dramas in your past are all opportunities to experience higher levels of compassion, you move light years ahead in consciousness. Your soul has signed up to evolve into a higher state of consciousness, and one day you'll springboard into full enlightenment. So we're all on this journey, okay? And use every opportunity that you can. Kindness plays such a role in your life. You know, some days you don't feel like being kind, and when you don't feel like being kind, you don't need to reach out and do it because now you want brownie points, whatever. You do it because you get into a habit of doing it, and eventually it becomes part of your life. There's no turning back. It just helps you become more loving. Okay, so every traumatic experience you've had in your life, your soul has purposely placed it there for you to open your heart and to broaden your awareness. Now, talking about old fear-based patterns, and, you know, we were indoctrinated with a lot of stuff, and we believed that, you know, if you did something wrong, you would go to hell. And unfortunately, it is a man-made thing that, and we've come to learn a little bit differently over the years, okay? So I want to tell you that any situation that triggers you is a good pointer as to where you're still enslaved in old fear-based pattern. Whenever you repeatedly act out the fear, and that's by being defensive, judgmental, or resistant, you're missing the point. Every experience in life is an opportunity to let in love and to receive the healing you need. And then the very instant you notice a contracted feeling arising inside, that's a negative feeling, choose to accept it and embrace it. It's your shadow self that comes out, basically. You know, the side that you don't normally like to other people to see. And when you recognize that you've got that thing that just rises up and you feel, oh, in that moment, it's just to be mindful about how you react. So reaction is key to letting go of all that stuff that we've been carrying, that old way, that old fear-based pattern. Because we don't need to carry that any longer. We don't need to feel that everything is a punishment. Okay. So play the role of allowing and accepting what is, and you'll become freer faster than you imagined was possible. And it's better to be, it's much better than getting ensnared or playing the angry victim. So when you realize that you're 100% responsible for the limiting beliefs that you have about the world, yourself, and everybody in it, you're empowering yourself with the ability to change. And this instigates a new compassion inside you, and you start spiritually growing. And that's why, you know, even if somebody else isn't ready spiritually and you're waiting for them to align with yourself, it can happen really quickly because their change of heart and their change of mind speeds up. So it's not a case of maybe waiting like you did yourself, Chrissy, 12 years. It can happen in a matter of days, weeks. We're not talking years anymore because everything has speeded up. The spiritual side of things has speeded up. We're all being swept along in the wave of the people that we are moving into the fifth dimension. We are dragging everybody else with us. They cannot fail to get caught up in it. So it doesn't really matter what their fundamental grounding is. But when they are spiritually in tune and they grasp this idea that it's all about getting into alignment and getting back to what we were supposed to be when we first came to Earth and how Earth first developed, it's being those Christ-like energies, the pure energy without karmic, they're born without karma. Cannot fail to also get caught up in it, those ones that haven't spiritually awoken yet. It will happen. Okay.
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah. I have to agree with that.
So every negative reaction is like an SOS message the ego sends out as a desperate attempt to find love, power, or healing. And look inside and notice right now if you're carrying an emotional burden about something from the past. It's normally a feeling of a very heavy weight or an annoyance on your chest. Can be a bit of fear, lack, or limitation each time you think about it. Just feel it and let it go. So it's normally our family who know how to instantly push buttons. You know, sometimes they don't even have to comment. And then something rises up and you realize, oh, I need to deal with this. So if you are awake and you are spiritually in tune, you'll realize that's something I need to let go. It's the old fears that come up. So the secret is having enough awareness to know what limiting thoughts you're still holding on to, okay, and working on those to let go. And when you become emotionally responsible for your every experience, then you cannot become a victim to your own life or anybody else's negativity again. So if you give somebody else the power to upset you, it only means that this person is your teacher who is there to empower you to spiritually grow beyond your ego's limitations. I think, you know, it sounds like a lot of big words and everything else, but when you think about it and you simplify it down, it's a basic understanding is what's pressing my buttons to make me move negatively? What is any limiting beliefs that I have within myself? Maybe I'm not good enough, or I feel I'm too fat, I'm too old, whatever it is. It's those beliefs that one has to let go. Those are basically fears that have been ingrained into us all our lives. But if you can become nurturing and loving to yourself first, ultimately, and then take it outwards and become kind and loving to those people around you and have that calm thing, you know, even in the midst of something that's happening, is to be mindful of how you are behaving. And maybe things have changed for you and can recognize the difference from where one day you would have stood there and sworn at everybody and now you're behaving differently. There's just a calmness, there's a better way of handling things, and you realize how far you've come. So just if you think back in your own lives, how that has changed you, it just shows that you're letting go of all of that stuff. And by letting go of that, you're also attracting in better things into your life, which is also better karma. So it's all a play. It's about action and reaction and being actively aware of what is happening. Anyway, so it's about being restful and resting deeply inside of you, where the deep compassion dwells, and that's what you want to rise out. So if you can just dwell on that rather than think about why bad things happen, what bad thing is going to happen to me today, and rather face the world and say, what is going to flow so nicely for me today that I can hardly contain myself? And there's a lot of body talk and there's a lot of healing modalities that touch on things like that. And I would encourage people to just look further into things like that, which also helps with the mindset. Because once you're into that flow, it'll help you. It'll help your perception of how things really work. So instead of looking for the negative in every situation, is rather look for the good in things. But obviously, without being blind to what's going on around you, you need to be cognizant of what is there. Okay, not to step into a situation when you think that everybody is loving and kind. And we know that's not how things operate on earth. So, but not look for it outwardly, that you judge everybody that you come across or react negatively to every situation. So I hope that helped with karma. Maybe some music.
There we are. I think share with the power. People, after what Di has explained to us, I think she has given us a tool to empower ourselves and to put ourselves in power of what can happen in our lives if we can just change our mindset, change our outlook, and draw the positive things into life that can, with a little effort or no effort at all, eliminate the negative things in our life. So we are calling on Cher to give us the power. And then please don't go away. After the music break, Di and I will be back to listen to more empowering tools, how to get rid of this negativity and the negative outlook in life. Please share. There we are, people. Sorry I had to cut the music, but, you know, time is catching up. We're having fun, so time is catching up on us. And Di's got a few more things that she needs to bring to us. So, Di, I'm not going to rob you. You're ready, okay. My dear.
Okay, thank you, X-Factor. Here's a question. My friend is such a good, kind person, but terrible things keep happening to him. This seems so unfair, and why is this, and how can you go about changing it? So the answer is this. In earlier times, your dear friend did some bad things, as most souls do in the early incarnations. Now that his understanding has matured, he has a longing to balance the wrong he perpetuated. Part of this involves experiencing what he did to others, and he agreed to this at a higher level before incarnation, that is, returning to Earth. As a result of his past lives, your friend also has an unconscious belief in terrible things happening to him. So the universe arranges itself so that his convictions are satisfied. Unpleasant circumstances are inevitably drawn to his energy, and people step forward to serve him by doing nasty things to him. In this way, his karma is activated and his attitude towards these challenges dictates whether his debts are increased or decreased. He's already repaying his dues through goodness and kind acts. Now he needs to watch his thoughts and recognize his underlying beliefs. Then with affirmations, healing, courage, prayer, meditation, positive visualizations, and by seeking the good in all situations and self-forgiveness, he can alter his destiny so that he only attracts good things. And you know, we do. We go, I don't know why these bad things are happening to me. And just sometimes when I said to you earlier on, sometimes you're the catalyst in somebody else's lesson. So you need to just then see, was that my lesson or was that somebody else's lesson? Okay? Sometimes, you know what, you don't need to sit there and pick everything apart. But know that if you carry on and just watch your own spiritual path and do your own spiritual path, concentrate on that, your growth is guaranteed and your karma, of course, is released. So now I want to go straight into the petition for the release of karma. And there's going to be some dead air space when we are, well, a little way into the visualization. So I don't want anybody to get up and think that the radio has gone off the air, or I'm going to play some background music. Whether you're going to be able to hear it or not, I don't know. But it just helps me as well for that silence that's going to be on. And when I say that the visualization, you're going to bring yourself back into the room, etc., that's when it's ended, okay? So what I'd like everybody to do is just sit back and relax. Close your eyes, put your feet firmly on the floor so that you're grounded. And you may even put your hands in the receiving position, which is your palms facing upwards. Okay, so I'm going to ask the Lords of Karma to grant your petition to rescind your karma. That is to see that it is null and void. Okay, and then this would mean that your burden of debt would be lifted in this lifetime. And if this is granted, it'll mean that you'll have instant karma and any new debts you accrue must be paid back immediately. And you'll never get away with anything ever again, which is great because you're living in the fifth dimension or really achieving it, okay, trying to achieve it. So it behoves us to be careful moment by moment of what we are creating. And then those angers, hurts, and petty dishonesties, little jealousies, and times of negativity and despair that no longer serve us. It's only too easy to get into debt again, and the more enlightened we are, the harsher the penalty. So that's something to be aware of. Now, as you are sitting there, I'd just like you to breathe in. Nice deep breath in and release. Forget about everything that happened today. This is just your time for the next few minutes. We're going to go into grounding and protection. To ground and protect yourself, imagine that you have roots coming out from below the soles of your feet, and they trail down into the earth, through the many layers of the earth, until they reach a black obsidian crystal, which is full of protective energy. Draw this protective energy into the roots, and then imagine it coming back up the roots, this protective energy, through the layers of the earth, back into the soles of your feet, grounding you with the earth. Draw Archangel Michael's blue cloak of protection around your shoulders. Feel the weight of it as you do so. Now zip it up from beneath your feet to under your chin. Draw the hood over your head to protect your third eye and crown chakra. Remember that only the good energy will get through this and no negative energies will be allowed to enter. I'd like you now to imagine the following. Your guardian angel is with you, and together you find yourselves going up the steps to a pure white temple. Walk across the courtyard, which is filled with flowers, and you pass a beautiful fountain. There are a group of angels standing at the door on the other side of the courtyard. Ask them to please take you to the Lords of Karma, who are inside the temple. Follow them inside the temple. They take you to a door and they knock on it, and it opens for you to enter. Your guardian angel and you walk into the room. There's a panel of people sitting at a large table in front of you. They are the Lords of Karma. In fact, they've been expecting you today. But of course, you tell them who you are and why you're there. You may tell them that you have tried everything in your power to either get well, to heal yourself, heal a relationship, whatever difficulty that you are having. Speak from your heart and appeal to them for help. Now listen to what they have to say to you. Are they agreeing that it is time for your petition to be granted? Or do they wish you to go back and try one more time? Maybe they'd like to confer for a while. You stand there patiently waiting for their answer. Don't be nervous. One of them writes something down on a piece of paper. And then they turn back and they face you. And they hand you this piece of paper. Note that they are smiling and you have no option but to feel calm, and you smile back at them. Now you may open that piece of paper and read what is written on it. Put it in your pocket. You thank the Lords of Karma for their assistance. And then you and your guardian angel walk back to the door and out to join that group of angels who walked you into their room. And together you all walk out into the courtyard with the fountain. And you leave the temple by the steps. Notice how you're feeling. Aren't you feeling lighter than you've ever been? You hug your guardian angel and thank him for coming with you. And now I'd like you to, in your own time this evening, once this visualization is finished, just sit quietly and just meditate on what that piece of paper said. Just close your eyes and just recall what was written on it. If the Lords of Karma have granted your petition to rescind your karma, there'll be no need for you to return for another visit. If they wish you to meet any requirements they have written on the piece of paper, you will follow their instructions, asking them for help and from the angels, and you'll return for a visit at a later stage. It's not difficult to do this, and you don't need to know the steps precisely, and you can do it in your own time. Just know that you are always comforted by the angels, and they will always help and guide you in all you do. And now when you're ready, you may wish to wriggle your toes and flex your fingers, open your eyes, and return to the room. And that's the end of the visualization. X Factor?
Yes, I'm ready. You see, I was not allowed back in, so I had to just listen.
Oh, okay. I want to say, to wind up, that grace dissolves karma. Grace. An unconditional love is the active ingredient which activates grace. Unconditional love is the key to everything. Okay. Doing things for others with pure love and compassion means that your karmic credit will grow in leaps and bounds. And it's been decreed by God that it is time for karma to end on earth. So you may access your Akashic record, and which is the balance sheet of your debts and credits over lifetimes, in meditation. And I want to say, you know, if you don't want to go down that road because some things are really painful and you don't want to drag it up again, and other people do, they want to experience a lot of stuff, let's see what I did in my past lifetimes and everything else, you're more than welcome to do that. I also do past life regression, and a lot of people do that. So it's important that you also go to a practitioner that knows what they're doing when they do this kind of thing, because some people find it a joyful experience, other people cry. So we are in a dispensation where we're incredibly privileged to be here. Okay, so we can free ourselves from this karmic debt. Nothing can hold us back on our path. And I want to say that if anybody has any questions, they're most welcome to contact me. All my contact information is on my website, www.angels-haven.co.za. Nearly forgot my own address there. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Instagram. It doesn't matter where you want to connect. It's fine. I do work during the course of the day, so I would appreciate, if I cannot answer the phone, if you just send a message or leave a message, I will get back to you. And, I'd like everybody to join us next week for a talk on ascension and how we can speed up the process. We've already done this whole thing. Shouldn't be too difficult. So, yes, X Factor, that was the show this evening. Thank you so much.
There we are. Thank you once again, Di, for a wonderful evening. And people, like she said, please don't forget, next week, Thursday, same time, same place, AV Radio is ready to serve you with information that's needed. And you can also visit AV Radio's Facebook page, which is avradio.za. There's a like page, and also avradio.za, where there's a group where you can join, and where we can have a little bit conversation regarding things that you would like to hear on AV Radio, and maybe things that you can advise us on that. We can't wait to hear from you. We're going to play out with our prayer, and once again I want to thank Di for the prayer. She has written it for us, and she has used her voice for us. And thank you to my wonderful husband Vic that did the music stuff and everything that went with it to be able to put it on here. And people, this is AV Radio's prayer, but you're welcome to make it your own, because this is a protection not only for AV Radio, but also for her listeners. And she is very, very eager to share it with one and all. So we're going to play out with the prayer, and then we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side, and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners, and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners, and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.